Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Bill and Morgan from the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Q Morning Show on demand. This is our full show podcast.
It's everything we did on the show this morning, except there's no music, there's no interruptions. It's just us.
Thank you for listening. It all starts right now.
Broadcasting from the Hallie Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Yeah, a little sloppy, a little slushy on my way in this morning, but otherwise, no big deal. What about you coming from the east side, Morgan?
Honestly, today was the worst weather I've experienced all week, even though we've had the winter weather advisory for what feels like a whole entire week now since Sunday. Today was the worst for me.
But still not that bad.
Not terrible. No, not at all. I wish it would stop snowing.
Did you have the four-wheel drive going this morning?
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's a game changer, isn't it? Q104 plays the hits. Always live on the free Odyssey app. You've got Morgan, you've got Bill Ryan. It's the Q Morning Show. So yesterday after work, after the show, I went home. My wife Paula had the day off yesterday. So we decided to start a new show.
Okay.
Start streaming, start binge watching a new show. And based off of the hype that I have heard and based off of your recommendation, Morgan, I broke down and I finally started watching White Lotus. Now, this was a show that I decided a few weeks ago that I was going to skip over after watching the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't think this is for me. I don't think I'm going to like it.
I have a feeling I know where this is going, but continue.
We're two episodes in to the first season. And I think that I should have trusted my instincts.
I knew that's what you would say.
What am I missing?
It is a very slow burn. And season one and season two are connected. And by the time you get to the good stuff, you're super invested in it. But it takes a while for you to get there. And that's not normally my thing either. And to be honest with you, if it weren't for David and two 15-hour flights to Johannesburg, South Africa, I think I probably would have been in your situation as well. But the slow burn, when you get to the climax of that slow burn, it makes the rest worth it.
Man, it better be great.
It kind of reminds me of Game of Thrones, which I know you haven't watched either. But the first couple of seasons, I was like, what is all the hype about? I don't understand it whatsoever. And then you get into the big moments like the Red Wedding and all of these other big iconic Game of Thrones moments. And you're like, oh, now I understand it. But I would not be surprised if you don't make it there.
No, I'm going to make it there.
Are
I'm
you?
Going to finish. Yeah. But I don't want to say that I 100% dislike it. There are a few plot lines that I think, oh, this is interesting. I want to see where this goes. But there's also a few some of the characters are not resonating with me at all.
Like
the two teenage girls. And in fact, that whole family.
Yeah.
You know, the thing going on with the dad. I don't want to give away any plot details.
Yeah, no spoilers.
But, here's my thing. White Lotus season one is six episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Why can't you make six unbelievable, crazy, I can't believe I'm watching this show type of series? Why do you have to have a slow burn on six? If you had 20 episodes, I would get the slow burn.
Oh, really? I wouldn't be able to make it 20 episodes of a slow burn.
In six episodes, if all you have is six, every single episode should be a killer.
Yeah.
That's just my personal feeling.
Yeah.
as I'm watching
the
show.
I remember, like, during the first season, I kept being like, okay, like, when's the big moment going to happen? When's the big moment going to happen? When's the big moment going to happen? Because all these storylines are going on at the same time. And you just have to know that season two is connected to season one. And unfortunately, okay, got to get through season one first.
All right. I'm not going to give up. Maybe I'll finish it this weekend. We'll see. But yeah, I'm not giving up. But I'm also not excited about what I've seen so far.
Yeah, I get it. Trust me. I get it.
What I am excited about is Cupid's Undie Run. 2 weeks from tomorrow, if you are thinking about joining us for this very fun and half-naked party in Tremont, Kerry Scully is going to join us in less than 10 minutes and give us all the details.
Waking up.
Getting you up and going.
Waking up.
With hit after hit.
Rise and shine.
After hit.
Waking up.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
New music now.
New music.
New music.
New music Friday on the Q Morning Show.
The best of the best today. Morgan, what did you find?
Yeah, and as always, you pick the hits at Q104.com, so make sure you go vote for your favorites for the people, by the people, I like to say. But three big Q104 artists coming out with new music today, and I did have to pick which ones I liked best, because like I said, the Kid Laroi came out with a new song, Rita Ora came out with a new song, but I chose the best for you. Let's start with new music from Pink. The song is called Trust Fall. I do think that out of all Q104 artists, Pink has one of the best voices.
That's a nice thing to say.
Why are you questioning it?
I don't know. It just seems like
you don't like Pink.
It seems like you were... I didn't say I didn't like Pink. I was just saying that... No, here's what I said the other day.
You said that her lyrics are corny.
Yeah, I said that. Did I say that on air or off air?
Off air. So off I'm air. Throwing you under the bus a little bit right
yeah.
now.
I think Pink's lyrics, if you listen to them, I think they can little cheeseball.
But I think she has a great voice, and I like her music. So let's move on to our second New Music Friday release, Sam Smith's I'm Not Here to Make Friends.
Why isn't that one playing? There it goes.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
My theory last week about how Sam Smith is writing songs exclusively to get on TikTok.
Yeah. This does sound like a TikTok song.
It's proving correct. Can you not see a million TikToks and IG reels in the next few weeks of people just standing there and I don't know, walking in someplace and
giving it, everybody the death stare.
Right.
Yeah.
And then.
Yep.
I'm right.
It's the way the industry is going. There's no question about it.
Well, I'm sad that Sam Smith is falling into this trap.
I
think he has an amazing voice, and I love some of his songs. I just don't like what he's doing right now.
All right, let's wrap it up with one last release. It's Ava Max, Ghost. Everywhere. There you go. Will it be as big as Victoria's Secret? Yes or no? I think they sound kind of similar.
Ava Max is trying really hard to get noticed. I think that's the fourth song that she's released before her new album comes out.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if it's working yet.
You're a hater.
I'm not hating.
You are.
I'm just speaking the truth,
I believe.
Now
you have to say
my
three
truth.
Nice things about each of them. Because you are a hater.
I think Ava Max has a great stage name.
Yeah. Okay, there you have it. So I should have picked the Kid Laroi and Rita Ora, according to Bill.
Well, not necessarily. I haven't heard those
yeah.
songs. Have you ever gotten back together with an ex and it worked out for you? We're going to get into this. Coming up, did this something happen to Harry Styles?
Yes, we talked a little bit about it yesterday in Hollywood, but
okay, yeah. Sometimes the on again off again relationships, you just wish those people would break up forever, but maybe sometimes it works. We're going to get into this Coming up in less than 10 minutes.
My check, 1, 2, what it do?
Wake up.
Waking you up and playing all the hits.
Give you the feeling from night to day.
The Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. Friday morning with the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. It's Morgan. So what's going on with Harry Styles?
Harry Styles was seen recently in London walking with an ex-girlfriend of his, a high school ex-girlfriend of his, you know, shortly after his split with Olivia Wilde. So people were saying, oh, is Harry Styles getting back together with his ex-girlfriend, his high school girlfriend, his non-famous, non-celebrity person in his life? And although we don't know the answer to that, it had me thinking, because you always hear, don't get back together with your ex. Don't get back together with your ex. Don't get back together with your ex. I did, and I'm engaged to him now. Why do people always say that you should never go back to an ex?
Real quick, I have a follow-up to the Harry Styles thing, though. Is he no longer in a relationship with Olivia Wilde?
I just said that.
You did?
Yeah. I just said that. So
see how well I'm listening this morning?
Yeah.
So what was your answer?
Yes, they broke up in November.
They did break up?
Yes.
Okay, and now he's with an ex from high school.
We don't know for certain. They were just seen out and about together in London, and people are assuming, but it just got me thinking about my own life.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they've always kept in touch, Harry and this ex from high school.
Good question.
And they, yeah.
As soon as we get him on the show, we'll ask him all of these things.
All right. So when did you and David break up the first time?
12 years ago. We dated in high school. David, I think deep down in my soul that he was like my first love. And we only knew each other for 3 months the first time that we dated, because we met each other in February. He had already known that he was going to go back home to South Africa in May. So we didn't like have the talk like, I'm your girlfriend, you're my boyfriend, but we were inseparable. We had the best time together. We were pretty much a couple without actually making it official. But technically, I think that this would put me in the category of getting back together with an ex. And people say all the time that you shouldn't do it. No ifs, ands, or buts. But it worked out great for me.
I think also what's important is the way that you break up.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no animosity between you and David 12 years ago, was there?
Yeah. I mean, we knew we had to break up because he was moving, but stuff definitely went down after the breakup that caused some animosity and some resentment. But when I look back on it, it was probably just because both of us were hurting and we were trying to look for other outlets to stop hurting.
Was there a time where you said something like, I hate that guy. I'm never going to talk to that guy ever again. I'm so glad we broke up.
How many times we blocked each other on Facebook.
Really?
We blocked each other's numbers. Yeah, we weren't Facebook friends for like 4.5 years. And then all of a sudden one day popped up. And that's how my mom knew that he was actually going to come visit us for Christmas in Cleveland. She was like, oh, I saw you added David again in 2016, 4.5 years later. What's going on?
Your mom's following along like,
yeah,
she's the paparazzi.
Definitely.
Like she's going to, like, put out an article.
Yeah. TMZ.
216-578-0104. Are you like Morgan? Did it work for you? Did you break up and then get back together and you're still together today?
Yeah, I just feel like there's a stigma around getting back together with your ex when it doesn't always have to be a terrible thing.
Sometimes the timing just isn't right.
Yeah.
But I would like to hear from people that said that I would never ever get back together with this person and then eventually did. That's the one I'd like to hear. 216-578-0104. Your call's next. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. We're talking about, have you ever gotten back together with an ex after a... I think it's got to be a really bad breakup. I mean, it could go either way.
Yeah, I mean, you just always hear, don't get back together with your ex. But it worked for me.
Right.
And David and I didn't have the smoothest breakup ever. We fought a lot once we broke up.
It's called a breakup because it's broken.
Right.
It's never worked out for me. I can only think of two girls that I've dated that I broke up with, got back together. But obviously, those relationships ended again.
Right.
For different reasons.
So we're trying to look at the positive side of relationships this morning. Those who gave it another shot and it actually ended up working out.
Kim and Elyria. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
So you are with, I guess you could say, an ex right now. That's your significant other. They've been an ex in your life before.
Yes, and we are engaged to get married.
Okay, oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We need to know how many times you guys broke up in the past.
Right.
Three times.
Yeah.
Now, for those times, for those specific times, are they all the same reason, or were they for three different reasons that you broke up?
Two were for the same reason, and one was a different reason.
Can you tell us the reasons?
We were, in 2014, we moved in shortly after dating, and it was too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so we split because of that, and then we split because it was, again, moving too fast after we got back together.
You said you just moved in together?
Yes.
Yeah, that first year of living together, that's why I always recommend for people in relationships, if you can, live together before you actually get married and make it official. Because I think that first, if you can make it past that first year, I think you're golden.
Yes, I agree.
What was the third and final reason you broke up? Say no more, sis. Say no more, sis.
Just getting on your nerves. I'm just sick of you. I'm sick of you.
Yes.
Kim, when you got back together, did you have any reservations? Like the fourth and final time that you guys get back together, were there people in your ear saying, what are you thinking? You've been down this road before?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you dump him all three times or was it mutual?
The first two times it was mutual. The third time I left.
Nice. Okay. And he came crawling back, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
That's what I like to hear.
This guy must really love you.
Yeah.
In order for him to have the confidence to come to you with a ring.
When's the wedding?
August.
Oh, yay. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate you calling Q104 this morning. I'm glad it worked out for you. Third time. Fourth time's a charm. In this case. Thanks. We appreciate you calling Q104 this morning. Hollywood Dirt Sheet. We'll get to that next.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on Q104.
The Friday edition. Get four questions right. You win. Morgan is your host. Let's play.
Akron, Avon, and Menor getting ready to rep for their city. Kicking things off. Carpool Kids in a different car today. It's Melissa and Akron. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Battle of the Carpools.
Yeah. Dina with the Carpool Kids won yesterday and told us that you guys had shirts made. I need to know if you're wearing them or not.
Well, we were going to take a picture today, but we're missing one.
Aww. And you can't leave him out.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully your win streak continues. You know the drill. Four questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Melissa, are you ready?
We're ready.
Question number one. Which member of One Direction left the band first to become a solo artist?
Harry Styles.
Wasn't Harry Styles. Oh, sorry, Melissa. Let's go to Zeke and Avon. Zeke, good morning. Oh, he hung up.
Okay.
He didn't know the answer to that question.
Nope.
Let's go to Laura in Menor. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Menor has 15 wins, going for 16. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Which member of One Direction left the band first to become a solo artist?
Zayn
is correct. Question number two. If you're eating a galley boy, what restaurant are you at?
Oh, boy, I don't know that one.
Oh, man.
That was a quick round
one. Yeah, tough one for a Friday. Let's go round two. 216-578-0104. All you got to do is call right now. Two questions out there. Two more to go. Good luck.
Get ready for another round. Battle of the Burbs continues on Q104.
Going to round two on a Friday.
Sure are.
How many questions are out there? We've got two of them out
there. Two, yep. So two still unknown, but we have four contestants on hold right now. Kicking our next round off with Texter 14. It's James. James is in Kent. Good morning.
Good morning.
James, is this your first time playing Battle of the Burbs?
Oh, yeah. It
is. Oh. Are you nervous?
A little bit, but it's okay.
Don't be nervous. It's going to be fun. Even if you don't win, what's that phrase? If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, James, here we go. Four questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Question number one, which member of One Direction left the band first to become a solo artist?
Zane.
If you're eating a galley boy, what restaurant are you eating at?
Swenson's.
Which Q104 artist's real name was Destiny Hope before legally being changed?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, James. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick's in Lakewood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lakewood has 27 wins, going for 28. You ready?
All right, let's do it.
Question number one. Which member of One Direction left the band first to become a solo artist?
Zane.
If you're eating a galley boy, what restaurant are you eating at?
Swenson.
What Q104 artist's real name was Destiny Hope before legally being changed?
Miley Cyrus.
That's right, for the win. Patrick in Lakewood. The Triple Crown Award is given to a horse that wins 3 races. Name 2 of those 3 races.
The Kentucky Derby and the Belmont Stakes.
That's wow. Right, Patrick. Patrick is always a smart cookie.
He knows his horses.
Yeah. Congratulations, Patrick. That's a nice way to start a Friday, right?
Yeah, love that breakfast with Bob Evans.
Love it. That also makes win number 28 for your city of Lakewood. Tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104.
Coming up next on the Q Morning Show.
I am in a good mood today, so I hope I don't sound grumpy, but we are going to get into some driver pet peeves.
Oh, I had so many this morning.
Oh, you did too? Okay,
yes.
So we're going to get really grumpy then. And a trending report. We've got that next on the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Q104 plays the hits. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Good to have you here. It's Morgan. It's Bill Ryan. We are the Q Morning Show. So it was the other day. I think I was on Reddit, and I found this Reddit thread of driver pet peeves, and I'm like, oh, maybe we should do that on the show someday. And I set it aside, and then days later, I have a reason to bring up driver pet peeves.
Oh, yeah, I mean, surely if you wait long enough, you'll come up with a real-life reason. I had 2 this morning as well.
So this happened to me yesterday, and when this is not the first time this has happened. Whenever it happens, I don't know why, but I get so agitated.
Mm.
So I live on a street where there's not a whole bunch of traffic, but I think a lot of people cut down my street to get to another main street.
Okay.
So a fair amount of traffic, and I have a long driveway. And sometimes when I am backing out of my driveway and there's cars coming, sometimes there's a car that stops and lets me out of my driveway. And it drives me crazy.
Yeah, it just kind of goes against everything you've ever been taught, right?
You're not supposed to stop.
Yeah.
I'm the one that is merging into traffic. You're supposed to keep going. And Paul is with me, and she sees me. I'm like rolling my eyes and flailing my arms. And I'm like, oh, what are they doing? And I'm like, okay, now I'm going to back out. And she's like, they're just being safe. They want to make sure that you're not barreling out of your driveway and you're going to hit them. And I'm like, that's not how traffic works. If I hit them, then they're going to get a whole bunch of insurance money.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the one that's supposed to be careful here.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, maybe they're just being polite. It's like, well, polite doesn't work on the road.
No.
Okay. Polite, you're going to get, it's dangerous for any traffic coming up behind them. Because why? If you're driving behind that car, you don't notice that person is stopped in the road for literally no reason at all. If you don't see me backing out,
right?
I think it's unsafe.
The passion. I'm liking the passion from you this morning, Bill.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch my tone here.
Everybody has these moments in life when it's called road rage.
If you are stopping in the middle of my street to let me out of my driveway and you're being polite, then you're a nice hole. That's what you are. You're a nice hole.
Coined a new phrase this morning.
Yeah. What do you want to get? Do you want to get into yours coming up in a few minutes?
Sure.
Your peeves.
Oh yeah, because I could definitely go on a rant like you as well.
Okay, let's add to it then. 216-578-0104. Your driver pet peeves. That's next.
Real life, real Cleveland. The Q Morning Show.
Makes me feel happy. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Q104.
We're doing driver pet peeves right now. And this is because yesterday, I don't know why I get so bent out of shape, but whenever someone stops in my street to let me out of my driveway, I don't think that they're doing a nice thing. I get mad at them for stopping traffic. I will wait until you pass by.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And when I think that it's clear both ways, I will pull out of my driveway and continue on my way. I don't know why it just gets me so...
Really? I've never seen you ever so passionate about something.
Trying to calm down. And then Morgan has some pet peeves that we're going to talk about in a second. But let's see what Haley in Eastlake has to say. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
Tell us about your driver pet peeve.
Well, for one, if I were you and somebody stopped at the end of my driveway, I would pull back forward.
Go back inside the house.
That's it. I'm not going anywhere now. I'm just going back home.
Exactly. Fail me. But my biggest pet peeve is I live in Eastlake, and when you're going up Route 91, it's a 50-mile-per-hour zone. But when you approach Vine Street, it's only a 25. And if you have the green light on 91, you're going between 50 and 60. And people from a dead stop will pull out into 91.
Okay.
And it's just crazy. It's crazy.
It's a very specific pet peeve that
very
you have.
Specific.
And a very specific... Have you... wrote your councilman or anybody like that about this? Like, how do you
report it to the authorities?
Yeah,
it needs to be, because I believe that Vine Street should be a no turn on red. If it's only a 25-mile-per-hour zone, it's so dangerous.
Have you ever considered running for office?
Yeah, I think you should go to the next town hall meeting for sure and bring this up.
I mean, I do know the mayor. So
all right, Haley. Good luck with that. Thanks for calling Q104 this morning. Jennifer's in Kirtland. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
What is your driver pet peeve? What can't you stand?
First, I have to say, I know what Haley's talking about.
Is it the same exact area?
Yes, she is right. That's so crazy that it's 50 and then 25 turning into 50.
All right, Haley, we have to get Haley and Jennifer together
somehow.
Let's
start a petition.
Yeah.
Yeah. My biggest pet peeve is driving on the freeway, and I'm in the fast lane, and the car is not going the speed that I would prefer them to be going. So I try to go around them kindly, like I'm not mad and I'm not trying to be aggressive, and then they speed up to try to block you.
Oh.
All of a sudden, you're going the speed you wanted them to go.
You know who does this is my wife, Paula.
Jerk.
Yeah, she is. She is, Jennifer. She does this. Now, I will say this. In her defense, in Arizona, you can exit off the freeway sometimes on the left-hand lane, right? So... Yeah. she will ride like in the left-hand lane, the passing lane, and people are behind her. And I'm like, honey, you're holding people up. You got to get in the middle. And she's like, well, my exit is on this side, on the left side. And I'm like, yeah, in about five exits,
yeah.
Stay in the middle and then merge when it's time to merge. And she just rides that left lane. I know exactly.
I'm not even mad about it. It's when I try to pass and then they speed up so you can't.
Yeah.
You can see a turtle over there. That's, I didn't even aggravate me. But just let me pass you and go about my way. Don't then speed up to try to block me from getting over.
Yeah. Well, I hope it feels better to at least get it out, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Like it's not.
She's like, nah, not really.
It's not festering inside anymore. You got it out. Dylan's in Chardon. Are all these East Side calls?
Yeah,
today?
I guess so.
What's going on in the East Side? Dylan, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your driver pet peeve?
Turn signal is my biggest.
Mm-hmm. Using one or not using one?
I would say
using one at the last second or just not using one at all.
Mm.
Do you do it religiously?
I do. I don't even have a turn signal on my car, but I flash my high beams to let people know, like, go ahead, I'm turning.
Do you think that message gets across?
Yeah, wait a minute, Dylan. Dylan, you're getting mad at people for not using a turn signal, and you do not even have a turn signal on your car.
Hey, in defense, my car is a little bit older to where you actually have to change the turn signal light from underneath the tire well.
Oh, wow.
And why have you not done that?
Too much work.
Dylan, you can't call in and complain about people not using their turn signal when you don't have a functional turn signal on.
Just the right one. I bet you use the left one all the live long day, don't you, Dylan?
Left one all the time. Even when I flash my high beams, it actually works.
Interesting.
That would not work on me. I would
me
have
neither.
No idea why you're flashing your high beams at me.
Me neither.
Dylan, yeah, we got to get Dylan. I couldn't change a turn signal light either.
No.
But that's when I would take it to the local mechanic.
Yes.
They will do that for you. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. I feel like we could do driver pet peeves for like an entire hour.
Yeah, people love to get those out.
Austin Love from WKYC Channel 3 is on the phone right now. But Morgan, we have to hear your pet peeves.
Yep.
Because you said you have multiple ones.
I just had two that happened back to back this morning.
This morning?
Yeah, and it has to do with the weather. I'm in the middle lane and it's drizzling, right? But somebody passes you on the left hand side. And because they're going way faster than you. And then as soon as they pass you, they immediately get over to get right back in front of you while it's drizzling. And they kick back up all that snow so you can't see. And it's not really snowing or raining all that hard. So then you whip on the windshield wipers at five times the speed. But then as soon as they're far enough away from you, the windshield wipers are like, because there's not that much precipitation on the windshield.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So those are my two. The people that want to kick back all that snow on your car, and B, the fact that I can never find an appropriate windshield wiper speed, that doesn't annoy me.
All right, first of all, you need to calm down. Like, you
oh,
are
yeah.
just like
oh, yeah.
coming
so
out of
you.
Your chair right now.
This is our passionate moment of the show. We're in it. We're in it to win it.
Austin, anything you want to add to this?
I think we should name this segment just Grinding My Gears. I'm a pretty like not low key. No one would ever describe me as low key, but I'm pretty like happy go lucky. I get so fired up driving. And I got a number of them. They're not in any particular order. I think like an underrated one for me is when someone when you're at like a red light and someone parks like four car lengths away from, and they're first in line, they park like four car lengths away from the front line. Cause like there is like, I believe a sensor, maybe there's a sensor in my brain that activates, you know, the red light turning green. That always fires me up for some reason. So I also like drive it, so like with snow coverage. I'm on the morning reporter, and so I'll drive to like Akron or out to, you know, wherever, Ohio, to do snow coverage. So I have to drive in some pretty bad conditions. They put my life at risk just to tell everyone else to stay home. That's part of my job. And some people might get a little fiery about this one. It makes no sense to me. I hate it. It's actually illegal in some states, just not in Ohio, to drive in hazardous conditions with your hazard lights blinking. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense to do it because you're driving and you're like, okay, when someone has their hazard lights on, you're thinking that they, A, have an emergency and they're on the right side of the lane and then it just screws it. But they're, nope, they're just driving. That really pisses me off. And I also hate people that back into parking spots. Absolutely hate it. Nuts.
That's a strange one.
Nuts. Oh my God. Yeah. I get, especially in like a crowded parking lot, you know, like whatever. If you want to back into your driveway, you know, for safety reasons, whatever you think it might be, whatever. If you're in the middle of a crowded parking lot and you are backing in, and like, especially if you suck at it too, like, and whatever. So I'm done. Grinding my gears.
Grinding my gears.
See, I like it.
Now we need another open for that. What a great segment idea. Yeah. Grinding my gears. But we do have this open.
I'm on the side of the road.
It's not going to match up.
He still gives it his all. I like it.
I'm in the car and it's going to be delayed, but then like it started hitting it and I was like, I cannot miss my time to shine. So sorry if that was a little delayed for everyone.
No, that's fine. Love in the land this week. Where have you been? What are you telling us about?
Well, it's where I'm going to go. It's not where I've been. I've been to many places, but it's where I'm going and looking forward to doing, because it is Cleveland Pierogi Week, ladies and gentlemen. This should be like a full-time week holiday here in Cleveland, because if you're from Cleveland, you love the pierogies. So this is a celebration, have you, of the amazing little Polish, you know, what would you consider these? A dumpling? Like kind of like a dumpling filled with all of your little favorites. You know, I love the cheese. I love the mashed potatoes in there, a little sausage. Chef's kiss. So for 7 days from starting Monday, January 30th to February 5th, pierogi lovers will have the opportunity to visit participating Cleveland Pierogi Week locations and enjoy a minimum of 3 pierogies for $8. Sounds like a pretty darn good deal to me. So, yeah, obviously paying homage to everyone's favorite pierogi dumplings. You know, it's going to be a great way to do this. So each restaurant has their own little spin or maybe their chef's favorite that they're going to be offering for this week. So make sure you go checking that out. You can find all of it on pierogiweekcleveland.com. But they're also this year, they're debuting an app. Ladies and gentlemen, it is getting very serious for Cleveland Pierogi Week, so you can go check that out. And if you check in at 4 or more times or different locations, you can be entered to win a $250 prize in gift cards. So that's
nice.
Cool. Some of the participants this year are All Saints Public House, Banter, Great Lakes Brewing, Gunselman's, which I really, that's like on my list. I need to get to Gunselman's. I love like a, you know, a bar, like an older bar like that, something like that. But then also my favorite, Market Garden, which is one of the sponsors this year, along with Cleveland Scene Magazine. Cleveland Scene does all of these weeks, the taco week, they do the burger week, they do the pizza week. But this week is the week of weeks. It is pierogi weeks. Go out, get your pierogies. Bada bing, bada boom. You're welcome.
Good stuff. I'm glad you told us about that today. Because if you waited until next week to tell us, it would have been almost too late.
It would have been almost too late. So I wanted everyone to put it in your calendar. You know, maybe fast a little bit this week. You got a little space to grow over next week for Pierogi Week. But, yeah, go check it out. 4 locations. You can potentially win some money, too. That's cool.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you, Austin. Drive safe on your way to Solon.
One love, Austin love.
Keep your cool.
One love. Love y'all. We'll see you guys.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan. It's Bill Ryan. Morgan has been a single gal all this past week as her fiance David has been out of town. He's been in Mexico.
Yeah, very nice of him to leave me here in the snow.
Well, he kind of had to. It was a work trip.
Yeah.
I mean, was he allowed to skip it? Was it a mandatory?
Yeah, it's a retreat, so you can go or you cannot go, but obviously he decided to go.
Well, it's good politics, right?
Sure. And it's also like a mini vacation, but, you know, it is what it is.
So he gets home tonight.
Yes.
And you said he lands late.
Yeah. But 10 o'clock.
But you're not picking him up at the airport. His car is at the airport.
Yes.
So by the time that he rolls back to the apartment, I would imagine it would be after 11.
Yeah.
And now, are you going to be waiting up for him
no.
when he gets out?
No.
That's funny. I would say that's most couples,
yeah.
right? The couples that have been in a relationship for a long time, it's I'm not waiting up for them. I'm
My
going to bed.
My sleep schedule is very important to me.
Right.
And there are very few reasons why I deviate. And waiting for my fiance to get back from Mexico after a nice long week in the sun is not going to be one of them.
You know what you should do is you should set up the couch. You should put like a blanket and a pillow on the couch.
And make him sleep there?
Right. So when he walks in, he's like, oh, God, what happened?
Knowing like, David, he probably wouldn't. He would like see and be like, oh, she took a nap today. You know, like he wouldn't put two and two together that it was meant for him.
Well, you don't want him stumbling around when you've already gone to bed. He's going to come in. He's got the heavy suitcase.
Yeah.
He's going to be banging that around.
I mean, my upstairs neighbor is up peeing 8 times a night anyway. So I'm up all night.
And then this weekend, Morgan is doing something interesting with David. Does he know about this, by the way, or
yes.
are you surprising him
no, he
for
knows.
This? So Morgan is going to play house.
Yes.
With her two nieces.
Yep.
And how old are they again?
Ellie is 8 and Livy is 4. And they keep saying, Bobo, we want to come spend the night with you. And I always put it off, put it off, put it off, put it off. But I don't know if I've had a soft spot for them lately. I think it's because I was away from them for so long when I went to South Africa. And they adore David. They mm-hmm. love him. And he is really good with the kids. So I was like, I'll let you come spend the night, but it has to be on a Saturday night because the whole family goes to church on Sunday morning. So mm-hmm. it's not like, you know, I'm going to have them. I won't even have them for a whole 24 hours. It's going to be more of like a 12-hour stint with the kids, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun.
It's a preview of parenthood.
Yeah, for 12 hours, and then I give them right back to their real parents.
Is it bad that I'm really hoping that it's just you have an awful time?
Yes. that is not very nice.
Like, I really wish that the kids are terrible to each other and that they fight and then they give you a difficult time.
Why would you wish that for me?
So we have good stories to tell on Monday. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, well, there you go.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.